Next question is Nathan, Nathan Price, Price. Today is 11/7/7/3/14 is the date of birth. Chief complaint: positive flu, positive strep, cough, congestion, fever of 103. This is an 8-year-old young man who was seen on 10/27 with a strep and flu. Patient required to ask for a shot of Rocephin, but did not want to take any medication. Has been feeling sick at home with cough and congestion. Period. New paragraph. Other family members also have had the flu. Period. New paragraph. He did test positive with flu B. That says we didn't. They did not really make him take his medicine, and they because he doesn't want to take his medication. I explained to him that's totally unacceptable. He needs to take his medications as prescribed, or he'll end up in the hospital with pneumonia, meningitis, or something worse, period. The paragraph, today he's alert, he's awake, he's able to walk around, he's in no distress. Medications, none, of course, because he doesn't take any allergy, none. Medical problems, has had a history of headache, and has had MRIs, but no issues or problems at this time. Surgery, none. Social, he's here with that. No exposure to smoking. Dad says immunizations up to date. COVID immunization, never had COVID immunization before. 90 weight, 98, 102.8, 16, 125, 116 over 64. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, fewer bronchi, TMs, a red posterior pharynx, red and inflamed, anterior chain lymphadenopathy, noted, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Assessment, history of strep, number two, history of flu, number three, exposure to flu, number three, refused to take his Tamiflu, number five, patient had a chest x-ray done today, which was negative for pneumonia. Number six, neb treatment at home. Next number is albuterol. Next number is prescription for nebulizer. Next number is prescription for albuterol. Next number prescription for Augmentin 875 or 400 BID. Next number is prescription for Tamiflu liquid. Next number, Rocephin 500 milligram now. Next number, explains to the family that if he doesn't take his medication, we'll no longer be able to take care of him. He needs to go to the emergency room for further care. And nevertheless, take his. He did take his Tylenol and Motrin here in the office, so he just needs to be. He just needs to be talked into, and the family needs to do that. And I explained to them that what the complications of flu and both strep are if he doesn't take his medications as prescribed. They seem to understand, but we'll see how things go. Next one is come back in 2 days because I don't trust the family to give patients his medication, and I'm concerned about subsequent complications in this child. Thank you.